the United States of America, and to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Chris Darling.
Carol Peck.
Allison Bonanno.
Kimberly Burton.
Nobody from the county, huh? Well,
other.
Long time still. You guys lost four, right?
Yeah, and they were in the midst of hiring when that happened, so, yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comment by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council about items within this agenda, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait to the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address. Spell your last name for the record. If any of the board or council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, it will be done by the chair or a board council majority vote. Can I get a motion for the minutes for July 12th, please?
I make a motion to approve the minutes from the July 12th meeting.
Aye. Okay. Can I get a motion to approve tonight's agenda on August 9th?
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda for tonight.
All right. Any information that you have for us? Nothing? Okay. Let's get into the first item. UC22-0395 DMCP Trust at Al and Morgan Davis Wesley Trust. Use permit for the following: increase the area of a proposed accessory structure, allow accessory structure not architecturally compatible with the principal building, and waive applicable design standards. Waivers of development standards for the following: reduce setbacks, reduce separation between structures in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 2.1 acres in an RNP zone, generally located on the south side of Jake's Place and the east side of El Capitan Way within Lone Mountain. Now, is the applicant here? Come on up. You're up next.
Hi. Hi. So we're looking to the
Hold on. Can you state your name, address, and spell your name, please?
Sure. David Wesley Morgan. Last name is M-O-R-G-A-N. Address is 8785 Jake's Place. So we're looking to build a barn and shop structure. We have 2.1 acres. It's basically empty in the back. We don't have any structures at this point for animals, horses, goats, anything. So that would end up doing away with a couple of temporary structures that we have in that location right now that we're waiting, and I believe that's noted also in the plans. The setback is basically for a chicken coop. So currently it's 5 feet from the right-of-way. Should have been 10 feet. But because it's also 7 feet from the roadway to the right-of-way, that's what the setback waivers were.
Okay. They said there's a Connex too? The shipping Connex?
Yes, the Connex box and the carport structure are the temporary storage, which would be removed once the structure's built.
Okay, so those would be 100% removed. So that's
it's just storage right now is within each other.
Storing stuff that we just don't have the room for.
And that's what they're concerned about is how close the two of them
Correct.
Are currently.
Yes. Okay, so the Connex and the carport will be removed.
Correct.
Once it's finished. Okay, so talk to me about what finish you're doing. It's a metal?
It's a metal building. It would be, our plan is to do the same tank style as the primary residence, so light gray with dark gray borders, same as the primary house. Just a metal structure building.
Okay. What was the address? You don't have any drawings or anything of the property, what you're doing, nothing, or do you?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
Please.
So are you looking for the actual plan for the structure in terms of elevation?
A layout, a site layout of what you have, and then also what you plan on putting there, please.
I only have two copies.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was the chicken coop.
Okay.
That's one.
Is this an old picture?
Is this the chicken coop right here?
No, that is the carport and the Connex box that would be going away.
Oh, okay.
You're right, the chicken coop is not pictured because that's an old.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it says it's already 5 feet off the wall.
So on here, you have accessory buildings 10 by 20. Is that the Connex and the?
Correct.
Then the chicken coop?
Yes, so.
Just back here, right?
Yes, that is the carport and the Connex box, yes.
Okay, perfect.
And here's one for you to look at.
Thank you. So are they just making you get a waiver for those temporary structures while you're in construction?
Correct.
Does anybody?
Because that, it doesn't read like that.
Agreed.
What they gave us.
100%, that's.
So one of the setbacks is for the chicken coop because of the 5 feet.
Right.
The other is because they're closer to the back wall than 5 feet. And so in order to do that, I need the setback to at least leave them there.
In the meanwhile.
At least leave them there until the building's.
So we can condition that once it's finished, it needs to be removed.
Yeah, I think they wrote that in there last I saw.
Well, they wrote denial on a couple things on, but anyway.
If it were approved, then those would have to be approved.
Yeah, the denial was that it is not going to be approved.
Right.
But they would be removed once it's finished.
Finished, okay. All right, I don't have any more questions. Anybody else?
No.
Okay. Anybody from the audience here speak on this item? No, okay. So you have drawings of the building?
Yes, I have an elevation and as well as a CAD rendering.
If I could see, both work, I guess.
This is a CAD rendering of the building.
That's not bad.
And then this is just an example, just in case you want to know what it would look like with the paint scheme. This is from the same manufacturer and they are Clark County approved, which not all
manufacturers are, correct.
Yeah. So that's the color scheme and that's what it would, that's what it would end up looking like for the horse underneath. So that's the color scheme on this page.
Oh, that's way better than
that. Yeah, and then that's what it would look like finished with the horse stalls underneath.
Okay. All right, here. I want to take this back.
So
you'll need it for the next meeting. I think we're done with it. All right, since I see nobody else, anybody want to make a motion? I'll make a motion. Okay. All right, I'll make a motion. I'll make a motion to approve UC22-3095. Waiver of development standards and the increased area of the proposed accessory structure to accessory structure. But basically just prove that with the condition that when completed, the carport and the chicken coop will be removed.
No.
Carport and the Connex.
Oh, I'm sorry, the Connex. That's right, Connex.
Chicken coop will be a permanent structure, yeah.
I wrote the wrong word here. Okay. Carport and the Connex.
Are you good with that, Don?
Somebody got a.
Aye.
Okay, there we go. All
right. Okay.
Thank you, bud.
Thank
you. Very
thank
nice.
You.
Okay,
have a good night.
Oh, thank you.
I was thinking there was two numbers here. I don't know. I was looking for the second number of it.
Yeah.
But there wasn't. Okay, next one VS22-0387 Vogel Brett vacated and abandoned. Easements of interest of Clark County between Helena Avenue and Hickman Avenue and between Fort Apache and Campbell within Lone Mountain. Applicant here for that? Come on up, please.
My name is Brett Vogel. It's V-O-G-E-L. I live at 7801 West Rosado Way. And my family and I are building it's basically going to be a family cul-de-sac. And my wife and I, Becca Vogel, we're going to build on an acre. And then my father is going to build on a half acre. And my brother-in-law, sister-in-law are going to build another half acre in the cul-de-sac.
Okay.
So I submitted to the mapping department in Public Works. And they said that I had to vacate half an easement that was on there. I guess it's kind of standard.
Correct.
So that's what I'm applying for this time. I can show you some
please
documentation.
Just maps if you haven't worked out.
Yeah. That's my copy. Okay.
Okay.
I got four.
We can share.
Okay. So yeah, first one's the assessor's map. That's where we're located there. Second page would be the actual patent easement.
The hashed area, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
So this here.
Right, yeah, thank you.
Okay. All right.
The third page would be what the single acre that my wife and I are going to build on. And we have our house and other buildings already designed. They all conform to Title 30.
Yeah.
I did a bunch of research to try to figure all that out, but I conformed them all to Title 30, and but they lie in that 30-foot or 33-foot patent
easement area. Okay.
Yeah, so.
All right. Anybody have questions?
No.
No? Okay. Anybody else here about this item? Want to speak on this item? No. Okay. Anybody want to make a motion? Okay. I'll make a motion to approve VS22-3807.
Aye.
Thank you.
Aye.
Perfect. All righty. Thanks,
Thank
bud.
You.
You want
have fun building
that?
It.
Yes.
Sure. I'll have to see you guys in about a couple months for a grade change.
Yeah, elevation?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's like 48 rather than.
And 36?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, see you guys.
See you then.
Yeah.
Those, you might have a tough one on that one. I'm joking, I'm joking. I'm joking. All right, general business, none. Comments by the general public. Anybody here want to make a comment, speak about anything? Nope. Yes? No? Okay. Next meeting, August 30th. Meeting adjourned. Have a good night.
Wow.
Wow. That was impressive.
I could have left my car running.